podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
All right, the Reds, it's an Anfield Wrap special with me, Gareth Roberts. I was down at Anfield today to speak to some people there about the new ticketing operation there. As you will well know by now, there is a new system in place and there were some teething troubles with that system in the two friendlies the other week. So what lessons have Liverpool learned from those troubles? What will be different when we all head for the ground on Saturday for the game against Burnley, 12:30, the first Premier League game with a full house for 18 months at Anfield and a new ticketing system to boot? So what could possibly go wrong? Well, Liverpool are quite confident that they have got everything in place. They are confident that they can get it right this time. They will be communicating with everyone in every way that they possibly can this week. But ahead of all that, I've spoken with Phil Dutton, the Vice President of Ticketing and Hospitality, and Paul Cuttle, the Vice President of Stadium Operations at Anfield. Both will tell you now about what will be different at Burnley to those two friendlies, and also what you're going to have to do as a fan if you're hoping to attend those games. So listen carefully and enjoy.
Phil, first of all, if you could just say your name and what your job is for Liverpool, please.
Yeah, I'm Phil Dutton, I'm Vice President of Ticketing and Hospitality.
Okay, Phil, so we're at Anfield today, just done a bit of a presentation to the media about the lessons that have been learned from the new ticketing system, the problems at the friendlies, that kind of thing. Obviously, Burnley at the weekend, an early kickoff, that poses some problems in itself, I guess. But what's the main thing you want to say to fans about the weekend?
So I think the main thing is that, you know, we were really pleased with the patience that supporters showed us a couple of weeks ago. It was really important to us. And we want to make sure that everyone gets in on time. So, but we don't want people to change their habits too much. But what we're asking for this weekend is that they can arrive early and come prepared. So make sure you got your NFC passes downloaded. Make sure you're ready. Make sure your phones are charged. Try not to forget your phone. And try and arrive early. Come to the turnstiles as usual. And we'll be ready for you. We're ready to open up turnstiles early. Open up 3 hours before the game on Saturday. And we'll be ready for everyone to turn up. We're really confident that everyone's going to get in. And yeah, come and enjoy the game. That's the main thing.
And Phil, I know you've had this job for a while. You're a big Red yourself. You're more than aware of, you know, the culture around going to match in the city, the routines people have and how many of those routines are entrenched. I think there's a lot of season ticket holders, certainly, that I know that will say things like, oh, well, I'm not getting in there early. They charge a fortune for a pint and that kind of thing. You recognise that as well, and there's a little deal on the beer.
Yeah, so the pints will be £2.90 each on Saturday, which is quite a hefty reduction, and it beats what United have done as well. I think United went out with £3 last week. And just going back to your original point, we don't want to change the culture. This is not about changing culture. We recognise, I'm a scouser myself, I've been working the club for 20 years and a season to get over 25 years here. So we recognise the culture of supporters of this football club, and this is not about changing culture. What we're trying to do is ensure that we maintain our capacity. We're still in the middle of a pandemic. We're trying to make sure that we maintain our capacity. There's no reductions in allocations. Everyone gets in safely. But then also going forward longer term is that we want to provide a really flexible and transparent way for people to use their own tickets. So this is if you can't go to the game, we recognise that you'll share your season ticket with other people. We want you to still do that, but we just don't want bits of plastic and bits of paper flying around. We want you to be able to do it online, through the app, through the online logins, and share your season ticket how you want to do it.
And people will obviously look at those two friendlies, Phil, and say, well, on both occasions you delayed the kickoff. On both occasions, certainly the Sunday one rather than the Monday one, you know, there was a significant number of people coming in past 4 o'clock. What are the lessons learned from that, and what were the problems on those days?
So a lot of lessons, and you know, the important thing to note is that pre-season friendly is not just about getting players fit and testing the players. It's about testing the systems that you have in place as well. It's the first game back after 18 months, so it was a new experience for some of us, some of our stewards as well, and how we do things. What we did for that game is we tested NFC and around 20% of the tickets for the Sunday match, and 15% of the tickets on the Monday were NFC passes. The rest of them were print at home. And the reason we tried print at home is that it was a new technology available to us. We wanted to see how it worked in case it was something that we wanted to use during the course of the season or through the events. I think it's safe to say we made a lot of learnings from that, particularly from the Sunday to the Monday. There was a massive improvement from the Sunday to the Monday. Still not where we needed to be, and by no stretch of the imagination was it perfect. we've got another 2 weeks, or we will have had another 2 weeks to work through all that. And as I said, we've learned a hell of a lot. There won't be any print at home for the game at Burnley. It is all NFC smart access. And, you know, we are confident that the lessons we've learned, we're having more stewards on site. We get, you know, as I said earlier on, we're opening the turnstiles a lot earlier. So we've learned a lot. We're confident. We ask the supporters to be patient with us. But again, that's not to say we want you to change your habits, but just be patient with us on the day of the game. And we think it'll be fine.
I think what I witnessed at those two games as well was just a lot of people who perhaps didn't know what they were doing a little bit, and was just asking the stewards questions, and then, which, you know, perfectly fine, and nothing wrong with that behaviour. But I think what I thought was, well, if that's multiplied by thousands, then of course you end up with a queue. Yeah. So what will you do differently on Saturday around that particular problem?
Well, I think the important thing here is that pre-season friendlies are just a different demographic. So you have a lot of people on holiday. So we had 9,000 kids in for free on the Sunday, 9,000, about 8,500, 9,000 on the Monday night. And that in itself brings different challenges. So a lot of people who don't necessarily come to the game every week, they're not used to coming to Anfield. Some struggle to find where they need to go, and there's a bit of confusion of what they need to do. That's down to us, though. That's not putting the blame on them, because that's down to us to make sure they can get in. And as I said, I think the Monday was much better. I think we learned a lot from the Sundays, a lot better. I think the demographic on Saturday will be more of your, in inverted commas, normal demographic. You're going to have more of your match-going supporters there, people who've, you know, seen the goals, have been there for 20-odd years, you know, members who go regularly. So they know the layout, they know how the ground works, know how to access, where they need to go and how they access the stadium. So I think you tip all that kind of stuff in, I think it'll be a lot better on Saturday. You know, as I said, it's on us to get everyone in. People come in last week for the first time. That's great, but it's on us. We're not blaming them at all. But I think there's a slightly different demographic, so I think that adds to our confidence that people understand it a little bit more when they're coming, and it'll be better on Saturday.
I think as well, there's obviously a challenge with any changes in the inn, whatever that may be. And older fans who've been coming for a long time, like those you referenced, they might remember that when it went from paper tickets or paper season tickets to cards, for example. There were queues then, there were issues then. So, you know, this is just sort of replicating that kind of problem, isn't it?
And it's human nature. People don't like change. And, you know, I just started here when we brought the cards in. And I was nothing to do with me, that one. But I think the cards, that I remember those first two or three games, I was sat in the cop then, and I had problems getting in. And it wasn't as smooth as you'd want it to be. Mm. But again, two or three games in, it was fine. I think what I would say with this one is the friendlies have given us a lot of opportunity to learn, a lot of opportunity to get into a good place. And, you know, we're going to put an awful lot of comms out this week. We're going to be calling a lot of people to make sure they've got their NFC passes. Those people who need cars, like our over 65, our disabled supporters, we're going to be here to support them the most, because they're some of the most vulnerable supporters. So we want to make sure they don't feel like they're being isolated and they can't come. So there's a hell of a lot of work gone on over the last 6 weeks, frankly. An awful lot of work last week, and even more this week, to make sure we're ready. So I think the differences from back then are stark, to be honest with you, because I think we're much more aware of what we need to do. Whereas back in the day, it was kind of like, you know, just let everyone get on with it, in there. So it is a lot different this time around.
And just last one, Phil, you mentioned that the comms that are going out this week, obviously doing some stuff with the press today. I think it was said before that emails will be going out and stuff like that, so you'd obviously be urging fans to look out for them. Some basics as well. I guess you're expecting people to turn up on Saturday with a bit of juice in the phone.
Ideally, if you could plug your phone in before you come, though. But the thing is, though, it's a great question. We are going to have the cop bar, it's going to be in place, so there'll be charging units throughout the cop bar. We're going to have NFC support points all the way around the ground as well. So, look, we realise people come, and, you know, if you drop your phone down the drain or wherever it is, then, you know, come and talk to us, we'll fix it for you. But, you know, try and come as prepared as you possibly can, and as early as you can, just to, you know, like I said, it's £2.90 a pint now, so you have a pint with your breakfast and all that kind of stuff. It's what's not to like there. But yeah, we'll get everyone in, and we're confident it's going to be fine.
Okay, Phil, thanks very much, and good luck with it on Saturday.
My name is Paul Cuttle, and I'm the Vice President of Stadium Operations for Liverpool Football.
Okay, obviously a new system in, trialled around two friendlies. What were the challenges for you in particular around those two friendlies?
Yeah, so the two friendlies on the Sunday, Monday were, as people probably know, were challenging operationally. We've not opened the stadium for that many people for a significant amount of time, around 16 to 18 months. And it's the first time I've ever done, you know, two back-to-back games with 40,000 people. So, yeah, it was a challenge. And the difference for those games was most of the people that came through, 70-80% of people were on print at home tickets, which is the first time we've used that as a method of entry into the stadium, which proved to be challenging, if I'm being honest, on that first night. NFC, which is a digital ticketing, which we're moving to for this weekend, about 15-20% of people that worked fine. It was the print at home that was challenged. So on the Sunday night, look, personally, yeah, there was a reflection afterwards as to what we needed to do better. We spent a lot of time ensuring then that we communicated with fans just to ask them to print the ticket off and bring it with them. And then we placed additional staff in queues just to make sure that people were aware what they had to have done by the time they got to the turnstile. And on the Monday, you know, we got people through, and I'd say Monday was a success. We did delay the kickoff slightly by 15 minutes. Really, it was more about just ensuring we made sure we got everybody in for the start of the game, which we have that ability to do at a friendly game, not so much at a Premier League game. Going forward for Burnley, everybody, there'll be no print at home at all. Yeah, everybody will be on NFC, Near Field Communications. So everyone will be on a digital ticket for the first games now.
Yeah, for the anxious among us in terms of fans, I guess they will look at it, or some will look at it and say, well, you know, 75% capacity for the friendlies. It's obviously a full house at the weekend against Burnley. It's an early kickoff as well. The Anfield Road is now slightly different with the building work that's going on. You just mentioned there as well that it's not as simple in a Premier League game to just say, okay, well, we'll delay the kickoff, because there's obviously fines that come with that. It's going to be live on television and things like that. What can you do to allay the anxious there?
So there's a lot of information, as probably all fans know. There's been a lot of information going out over the last few weeks. So I would ask fans just to look at the information they received this week. Go to the LFC website. There'll be a video posted on there which will explain how you download your ticket to your phone, and how you pass it on, or how you and then how you access the stadium. So just please just read the information. I understand this is a significant change in the way we operate, but we've tested the technology. We've been using it for the last 5-6 weeks to ask fans to come and try the turnstiles, and it all works fine. We used it both in December for the 2000, wasn't it, for the three games at 2000. We used it for the last game of the season as well. So we know it works. We do speak to other clubs as well who have got the same ticketing systems, and they've all, it's all worked. So I'm confident that, you know, what we've got put in place will be effective. The other thing we will be doing is around the stadium for the first few games is we'll increase the fan support. There'll be additional help points positioned all the way around the stadium. So as people arrive, whichever end they come to, if they are still in need some help, or have got some issues or some questions, they can go and see people actually on the ground. They don't have to go to the ticket office. There'll be someone there who'll be trained to help them, and then by the time they get to the turnstiles, it should just be as straightforward as showing their phone and gaining access to the stadium. The COP fan bar will be used as a help point as well, so that won't be used as a bar for the first few games. So again, it's just making sure we've got as many places as possible for fans to go to. And then the Anfield Road, as you say, yeah, it's really exciting. The Anfield Road's, you know, the development's starting. So when fans come to the stadium, they'll see a significant change where they'll have the hoarding line will be along the back end of Anfield Road. So we will be sectioning off along the middle. So people will be directed around to whichever turnstiles they're going to through either Dahlia Walk or from Arkles Lane end of the stadium. So there will be a little bit of difference there, but there'll be plenty of signage and plenty of people on hand to hopefully direct people as needs be.
Real, and across this interview and the one I've done with Phil Dutton as well, you know, there's various crashes and bangs going on in the background, which is some of the rail seating going in around the ground. Just on that, what you know, there's plenty of talk in these interviews about the communication around the new ticketing system. What's been the communication around the rail seating? Because obviously, you know, that only affects certain seats at the very back of the cop. Some are near to where I sit, but not mine. I'd quite like a rail seat, but there you go. Other people might not. Well, what's that been, and how logistically have you dealt with all that?
Yes, we've got just short of 2,000 rail seats have gone into the rear of the COP. All fans have been made aware who have been affected, or who have now got a rail seat. On the day of the game, we'll have a purposely organised stewarding operation in that area for a few reasons. One, just to make sure it's safe and it works. The other is for us as a operations team to gauge how it goes and see if there's any any lessons that we need to learn. And the other is to get feedback from the fans who are sat in those seats as well. That's really important, to get their views as to whether it's good, bad, indifferent, what we could do, what we could do better. Ultimately, you know, we are an all-seater stadium, yeah, and so the operations plan will remain in place to ask people to remain seated at all times. However, if people do stand, or if in moments of excitement where they stand up, the rail seat provides that safety and prevents crowd collapse. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes over the next few games.
And what you said there is important. It is a demonstration of safety, because I think people, I still see people saying, well, why are Liverpool doing this? What's it for? What's the reason? And obviously Liverpool have done comms around it, and so have the Anfield Rap, but people are still asking the question. So it is ultimately around safety, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. It's absolutely around safety. We work closely with the SGSA, the Sports Ground Safety Authority, to bring these in, and we've worked closely with Liverpool City Council Building Control. So this is absolutely a safety issue that we're dealing with here, and it's a trial, so we'll get feedback from both fans and from our own staff as well, and then we'll see what decisions are taken following that trial.
Brilliant stuff, and good luck for Saturday.
Thanks very much. Sports Social Podcast Network.